Bill is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 64, an act to authorize the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to designate certain species as needing both control and protection.
Senate Bill 64 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the Senate, if you remember, and of course some of you who are new won't remember this, but last year we passed a bill here that basically said that the departments were going to work together on different issues that affected management of whether it be ag property, game, fish, and parks, you name it, across the state. This is a direct result of what we did last year if you look at Senate Bill 64. If you note in the title, it talks about authorizing the Department of Ag and the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to designate species together. It's talking about them doing that in concert. What the bill does in Section 1 is put the language in statute for a species of management concern. What we're talking about here in this particular instance, and it could spread to others, of course, is the whole issue of the prairie dog. For those of you who don't or haven't heard this, the prairie dog has been looked at being listed as an endangered species. Now, those of us who live in South Dakota aren't worried about that little animal being endangered because he's quite prolific here in this state. But in many other states, of course, that is not true. What we're looking at is a way to manage prairie dogs so they would not be listed as an endangered species at the federal level, allow private landowners to do what they need to do to manage those prairie dogs on their land, and allow game and fish and state lands to manage the prairie dogs that are located on their land. Thus, the whole designations on line 8 of the bill, item 2, species of management concern, that's what the way they would list the prairie dog in South Dakota. What that means is it will be taken off the list of pests as we now know it, make a separate designation so that we would be able to manage them as we now do as private landowners where they're located, and at the same time have the management protection of the state on state properties. It says, of course, that they can list this species of management concern. It would not be confined to prairie dogs as we're talking here today. And it says that they can warrant protection at times and control at other times, depending on the rate of reproduction, climate, disease, population viability, and other factors. It gives them the ability to promulgate rules to do this in Section 3. In 4, it said that the departments may render assistance and advice regarding species of management concern, including information on the public and property, information to the public and property owners regarding the species of management concern, provide assistance to the development of conservation plans or control projects regarding these species. It also says that in Section 5, the following acts or omissions constitute nuisances. And that would be a designation in this instance of the prairie dogs. It could be a nuisance where it engages in practices which allow or cause a species of management concern to encroach upon the property of another or injure or endanger the property of another. In effect, that's what's saying is if I, as a landowner, have a large population of prairie dogs and don't do something to control the encroachment of those prairie dogs on my neighbors, where they would take over acreages of his property, he could say that I have not controlled the nuisance that has spread and have the ability to contest that and cause me to control that nuisance. Or item 2, failure to control a species of management concern, thereby causing encroachment on the property of another or causing injury or endangering the property of another. If I cause a problem on my neighbor's property because I did not control a nuisance, I could be held responsible. Section 6 says that in addition to other remedies at law, the remedies set forth in Chapter 2110 apply the nuisances described in this act. In other words, they would be applied as all other nuisances are. Section 7, designation as a species of management concern, abrogates any previous designation as a weed or pest. We would take them off the pest list, off the weed list, and give them this designation so we could, in concert between these two departments, control that species that has a concern. If it's a nuisance, address the nuisance. If it needs to be managed so that it would not be put on the endangered species list, we could so do that. This is a good piece of legislation. It does address some concerns. It gives the state some power to do things that they need to do in this whole issue of managing this species of concern. That's what we're trying to do. We don't want to see this kind of thing come down from the federal level and say, you're going to protect prairie dogs in South Dakota when they're already prolific here. I guess I've always believed that if Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and the rest of the nation would like to have a few prairie dogs, we could accommodate them. We could make that whole listing of endangered species become prolific everywhere else in the nation if that's what they want to do. But let us manage them here. That's what the bill is about, and I'd hope that you would vote for it.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 64. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 31, nays 2, excused 2.
Senate Bill 64 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.